The Day in Tech History is sponsored by Cachefly over at cachefly.com, where you can host your podcast and get a 14-day free trial.
Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. November 20th, 1931, the first commercial teletype service was introduced by the American Telephone and Telegraph Company, otherwise known as AT&T. 1932, the FBI Scientific Crime Detection Laboratory officially opened in Washington, D.C. 1951, William Higginbotham and Boyce McDaniel were issued a U.S. patent for a counter chronograph, one of the earliest digital timing systems. 1963, the earliest known use of the term hacking appeared in an issue of The Tech, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology student newspaper. In the article, the paper reported many telephone services had been curtailed because of so-called hackers. 1964, the IBM System 360 Model 20 was released by the Data Processing Division. It's the least expensive of the six computers in the IBM System 360 family. 1984, SETI Institute was founded by Thomas Pearson and Dr. Jill Tarter. 1985, Microsoft released the 16-bit graphical operating environment Windows 1.0 in four versions, 1.01, 1.02, 1.03, and 1.04. Version 1.02 was the first multilingual version and had editions in several European languages. Prices started at $99.99. 1997, AOL Studios acquired Extreme Fans Incorporated.
If you love the Day in Tech History, then I encourage you to join my Patreon movement over at patreon.com/geekazine. Your contribution keeps the lights on and more Day in Tech History episodes available. Pledge as little as $1 a month or $12 a year for 365 days of podcasts. Add to that all the content from geekazine.com, morninggeeks.com, and other shows that I produce. That's over at patreon.com/geekazine. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
In 2000, Intel introduced the Pentium 4 processor at speeds of 1.4 and 1.5 gigahertz, featuring an 8 kilobit level 1 cache, 12 kilobit level 1 instruction cache, 256 kilobit level 2 cache, and a 400 megahertz system bus. Prices started at $819 and were codenamed Willamette. Also in 2000, Yahoo launched Yahoo Shopping Vision. 2001, in accordance with the joint case brought by Buma Sterma, the Dutch Organization for the Defense of Copyright, and by the Dutch wing of the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, the Court of Amsterdam sentences Kazaa to close down within 2 weeks or suffer a penalty of $40,000 for each day of disobedience. Kazaa would ignore the order of the court. 2002, Intel released the 2.1 and 2.2 gigahertz Celeron processors, featuring a 128 kilobit level 2 cache and 400 megahertz system buses, prices starting at $89. Also in 2002, Clez.h, a variant of the worm discovered in November of 2001, becomes the largest malware outbreak in terms of machines infected, but would cause very little monetary damage. 2003, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced the arrest or conviction of more than 125 individuals and the return of over 70 indictments in a coordinated global operation dubbed Operation Cybersweep. And version 1.0 of the Mercury Board Bulletin Board System was released. 2004, NASA launched the robotic satellite SWIFT to investigate gamma ray bursts. 2007, Sony extended their music library to the PSP, and Flickr launched Places. 2008, Yahoo hits its lowest stock price ever, closed at $8.95 per share. The next day, the company started to rebound and rebuild. Believe it or not, after that point, the company has been growing. 2012, Intel CEO Paul Otinelli announced that he would be retiring in May of 2013. And in 2013, U.S. startup TaskRabbit opens their first office in London. AOL announced Winamp would be shutting down their service on December 21st. However, the site remained up with rumors of buyers on the table. Also in 2013, Instagram app comes to the Windows Phone, and eBay debuted a shoppable touchscreen and digital storefront for Sony.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.